The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 2929. There's been a lot of Star Wars news to talk about, but there have been some smaller stories that we haven't necessarily covered on the podcast previously, so you can consider this a bit of a potpourri episode as we catch up on some other Star Wars news. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So when I was doing the July 1st update of Star Wars storytelling and what's going on this month, there was one TV series that we didn't talk about, and that is the Lando series. There hasn't really been a lot of news about that series. It's being developed by Justin Simien, and it was announced back in December of 2020 at that amazing Disney Investor Day where they revealed so many projects that were being in development. But since then, almost nothing, and we didn't even know who would be Lando in the series. Would it be Billy Dee? Would it be Donald Glover? Yeah, we knew nothing. So there was an interview from Cinema Blend with Kathleen Kennedy at Star Wars Celebration, and she actually shed a little bit of light on this. One of the things she did was confirm that it is Donald Glover who is going to be involved in the series. And she did so by responding to the question of the Lando series and what's going on with it by saying, "You need to ask Donald, he's the one who holds all the cards here." And she goes on to say there's no movement, but it's not for lack of trying, that Donald's a very busy guy and that he has one series and then I think one other thing and then he'll come our way, so we're patiently waiting. Now, of course, in our eagerness for Star Wars content, that can be a little frustrating and we want to be like, no, give us the stuff now, but honestly, I think that's okay. Heaven knows they have enough stuff in development right now to keep us more than entertained with all the other series, right, that we talked about previously. And this also gives Justin Simien and the rest of his team time to develop the series to the point where when Donald Glover is ready to do the work, then it can just get rolling. So honestly, I don't think this is bad news necessarily. I think this is okay. And it's exciting to know that Donald Glover's been confirmed for all intents and purposes for this thing. So yeah, there was an interview that he did also on Jimmy Kimmel, Donald Glover did, where he was asked about this and he just kind of said, am I doing Lando? Like, he just was very coy about it. And you know, with all the whole, you know, timing of reveals and, you know, contracts and, you know, publicity and PR and how they all want to manage this stuff, you can kind of understand why he would do that. And he also said that, you know, he likes to do a lot of things and he likes to blossom and then go away. So yeah, that may speak to a little bit of about how he, you know, sees projects and how he likes to participate in them and how he manages his own creative output into the world. So yeah, there you go. That's what we've got on the Lando series. On the gaming front, there's been one title that has raised a ton of questions, and that's Star Wars Hunters. We've talked about it on the podcast here from time to time because there's a lot of backstory involved with the development of the characters, even though the game itself does not seem to be one where it's majorly storytelling involved. They are doing some deep development work on the characters that are appearing in Star Wars Hunters, and there's even going to be a novel about it too. It's called Hunters, Battle for the Arena by Marco Shiro. It was supposed to come out this year. In fact, actually, I think it was supposed to come out last month originally, but it has now been delayed all the way into March of 2023. And the reason why that's notable is because we still don't have a release date for Star Wars Hunters. We know that it's been released in a limited sort of soft launch situation in other countries around the world, but it's not here in the US. And the fact that that tie-in novel has been delayed, well, you know, it makes one wonder whether the actual game itself is going to be delayed to 2023 as well, because you would imagine those things would come out right around the same time as each other to kind of help cross-promote the game. So unless they surprise us, we seem to be done with video games for 2022 as far as new Star Wars releases. And in that case, we'd be looking at Star Wars Hunters in 23, and we'd also be looking at Star Wars Jedi: Survivor in 23, which would be the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order. And finally, in High Republic news, there's been a change in schedule for the release of Convergence, which is the adult novel kicking off Phase 2, and Wave 1 of Phase 2 specifically, of the High Republic Mega Ginormous Storytelling Initiative. So that's Convergence by Zorata Cordova, and it's coming out now on November 15th instead of its original release date, which was October 4th. However, the dates for the other two novels in the Phase 2 Wave 1 launch have not changed, so it's still October 4th for the YA novel, which is Path of Deceit by Justina Ireland and Tessa Grattan, and then it's Quest for the Hidden City by George Mann, that's the middle grade novel, and that's coming out on November 1st. And I'll say this is comparatively unusual, you know how we like to look at the patterns of things here, because with all three waves of Phase 1 of the High Republic, the adult novel and the middle grade novel both came out on the same day, and then the young adult novel came out 1 month later. So they've entirely upended the release schedule right now, and it does make a person wonder whether they might change the dates for Path of Deceit and Quest for the Hidden City as well. But so far, no word on that just yet. And just to reinforce that pattern point, the dates for Wave 2 of Phase 2 of the High Republic are already out there. April 4th is going to be when that happens in 2023, and that will kick off with Cataclysm, that's the adult novel by Lydia Kang, and Quest for Planet X by Tessa Grattan, and that is the middle grade novel. And then May 1st, we'll see the release of Path of Vengeance by Kevin Scott, that's the young adult novel in the whole collection. Excuse me, I've got a note from the Department of Corrections, May 2nd, not May 1st, for Path of Vengeance by Kevin Scott. I have to say, I don't necessarily see them changing the date on Path of Deceit, at least not to move it out past Convergence, because to do so would put it smack dab in the end of the year holiday season. I just don't quite see them doing that. I wouldn't be surprised if they moved George Mann's Quest for the Hidden City to be on the same date as Convergence, so that would just be moving it 2 weeks from November 1st to 15th. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on all of that stuff here for you and report on it as well. And that's what I've got for you on this episode of Star Wars Storytelling News Potpourri, if you will. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.